Welcome back. It is Farm Talk, Mick Care, time of the show where we head out and visit with a county agent. And in Burleigh County, right smack dab in the middle, well, almost in the middle of North Dakota, but in the capital city, is Burleigh County Extension, Beth Berdelsky. Hello, Beth.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. You got still got your mud boots on from the rain of the last couple of 3 days?
Unfortunately, yes.
Gee, what?
And it was drizzling a little bit today when I was heading to lunch, so.
Man, it just won't
stop.
Yeah, it won't quit. So, what are some of the rainfall reports, and what kind of an impact did it have on farmers?
Oh, gosh. I was looking at the rainfall total from yesterday, and I think we got about an inch or so. But it's been raining pretty much off and on all week. Making farmers a little bit frustrated since they really want to be farther ahead with harvest than they are. But that's kind of what I'm sure you've been hearing a lot from all across the state.
Yeah, at Big Iron, that's the big talk was, number one, got to get back out there, finish the small grain harvest. But number two is, can we get these crops ripened in time before it's all said and done? So,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's been pretty cool here too. So that's one thing that's on everyone's mind is if we're going to get enough heat units to finish out our warm season grasses, our corn, and before that frost comes in. That's kind of not a good word around here.
Yes, the F word we don't want to say out loud anywhere. So now what's Beth's opinion? Where are you at as far as crop development? How much longer do we need there in the central part of North Dakota?
Oh gosh. Well, the corn is looking pretty good. Lots of really good looking green material out there. It's taken a little bit longer to fill in the kernels though, so It's tough to say. I hope we make it, but I know with the late planting that a lot of our producers had, it's going to be kind of fighting the clock on that.
Yeah, I know a lot of the producers saying, you know, the crops look really good for the 13th of August. The only problem is it's the 13th of September.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, any...
I do know... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Any silage cutting yet?
I was going to say people are talking about silage cutting maybe in the next 2 weeks or so. I was talking to one producer, and he was looking at the last week in September. So it's on their mind.
Okay. Other things that are happening or not happening right now?
I guess as far as all the moisture, I know that was kind of a thing that we battled with as far as putting up hay. So I guess that's one thing I could recommend is forage testing is going to be really important this year. If you've never tested hay before, this is definitely the year to do it with all the moisture we've had. That can have a number of different effects on the forage quality. So that forage analysis is going to be extremely critical.
This is, I guess, people that I've talked to a lot are saying that, yeah, the prairie was lush green, emerald green all year, but some of the quality is just not there.
Right, exactly. And I know with all that rain, when we are cutting hay, it can reduce that forage quality, and it can also increase the risk of mold and other mycotoxins. So something to definitely keep in mind as we go forward into the winter.
Okay. How much small grain is left to harvest out there?
Oh, I want to say we're getting there. This week kind of wasn't cooperative, but I'd say maybe like 20% or so is left.
And is the quality, I mean, some guys are saying it ain't even going to be worth to combine it, but are you hanging in there quality-wise?
Somewhat. I know there are some issues with some sprouting that we're seeing, but for the most part, I guess the longer the moisture hangs around, the more we're going to see a decrease in quality. But we can, looking ahead, it looks like the rain should maybe shut off, so I guess we can have some hope that it's going to dry out a little bit. And then that comes with some concerns on grain drying also.
All right, Beth, Palmer Amaranth seems to be in the news a lot, and there are a couple of new counties where it's either suspect or been confirmed. How you doing there around Bismarck?
I figured that would be something that you'd bring up. They just confirmed it in Emmons County, which is just to the south of us, which is a little too close for comfort for me. I do know that we have producers that are looking, they're scouting, specifically the ones with the millet fields, because that's where it was found in Grant County and Emmons County. I do have some local gardeners that have been keeping their eyes out. I've done a couple house calls this summer just to see if it is Palmer or not. And for the most, or for every case, it hasn't been. I do have one this afternoon, but people are listening and they are learning, and so I'm hoping that because of that, we're going to get ahead of this before it becomes a problem.
And of course, the way to keep ahead of it is identify it, eradicate it, burn it, don't let it go to seed. Huh?
Exactly. Yeah. And we're getting to the end of the season, so if you do find it, it probably does have a seed head. That's one of the most diagnostic things that people notice, but there are some things that we can do. If you do have a suspect, we definitely call your extension office, your weed officer, and we'll go out and take a look at it no matter where you're at. We'll go and take a look. We just want to be sure that we're keeping ahead of it and identifying it as soon as we can if we do have it in the county.
All righty. Well, although doctors don't make house calls anymore, NDSU Extension Burley County, Beth Berdelsky does. So thank you for doing that. Thanks for the visit. You got any plot tours, anything you want to brag about coming up?
We don't, not at this point in the season.
Okay. Right, yeah, well, guys are busy out there, so that's
absolutely.
But the busy winter meeting season is coming, so we'll check in with you a little later.
Sounds good.
All right, Beth, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yes, you too.
You bet. Beth Berdelsky, NDSU Extension, Burley County.